But now it's gone more behind closed doors. It's more sophisticated. The traffickers are, you know, have a lot more money at stake. It's more difficult. It requires a lot more delving into it to figure out who actually is a trafficker.
Are there recruiters going out to rural Alaska to try to lure young women and possibly young men into Anchorage or Fairbanks? Is this happening?
Yes. We had a case specifically where the trafficker was going out to villages to recruit. What level or how many, it's really difficult to see. Because again, you know, that's what's so difficult about sex trafficking. So much of it is hidden from view. It's very difficult to figure out who's doing what. But absolutely, we had a case where that's exactly what he was doing.
What about traffickers from outside of the state? The FBI says there's cartels running drugs from Mexico and pipelines right to Alaska. Is there something comparable happening with the trafficking type of network?
Yes, absolutely. It's really easy. And we've seen that a lot. We've made arrests here where the women were up here, sometimes with a trafficker and sometimes they weren't with the trafficker. He had sent them up here to make money. They wire money. Well, they don't even wire money back anymore. They put it on a card and he can pull it out from whatever state he's in. So we have arrested traffickers that were out of Las Vegas and we're running women here. So absolutely.
What about women being trafficked in Alaska? Are they sometimes taken out of state?
We're not seeing that they're really taken out of state, although we see, especially in the massage parlor circuit, they're moved from, like they'll work in California for a while, then they'll be moved to Alaska, then they'll go to New York, and then they'll, so there's kind of a circuit there.
How has the massage parlor type of trafficking, how has that changed? It seems like there's more massage parlors in Anchorage. What have you seen as far as the growth or the changes in that industry?
It's easy to make money as a trafficker when you own a massage parlor because you've got what appears to be a legitimate business front. And the only way you know that it's not legitimate is if somebody goes in there and gets sex instead of getting a massage. So those, again, are a great moneymaker for the trafficker. And they often have different layers of who gets the business license, who has a massage practitioner's license. So it takes a lot of investigation to find out who actually is behind it and who's actually taking the money.
There's a new mayor-elect. Mayor-elect Ethan Berkowitz is going to be mayor of Anchorage now. Where would you want him to focus immediately if you were going to talk to him and advise him about what needs to happen?
He has talked about reinstituting the gang unit, getting the special assignment unit back online to what they were doing before. I think those are some of the most important steps. You have to have the staffing. I mean, that's key. We have a ton of retirements. We have a ton of people leaving. You've got to have the staffing to make these things happen. But that being said, you have to understand that those units are really important to keeping your overall crime rate down. And if you don't have those units attacking that problem and working on that problem and being proactive, you're going to see that spike in crime. And I think he understands that. So I think hiring more officers is key. I'd like to also see more focus on retention of the officers that they have. And that's something the department is not doing because you've got a lot of experience walking out the door.
What about parents? It's tough to be a parent these days, especially with trying to make sure that your kids are safe online. And
Exactly. There's
so much more to watch over now and exposure to so many more things. Listen to me, I sound like the really old mom, which I am, but it's true. There's a lot to supervise. Now, what advice would you give to parents about keeping their kids safe?
Being involved in their kids' lives, asking questions. You know, I have a daughter that just graduated from high school last week, and everyone is really busy, but I think you need to have discussions with your kids. You need, especially when they're a little bit older, you need to talk to them about what's going on in our town, what's going on at their school. I think it's really interesting to get their perspective and to ask them. And I think as parents, we don't do that enough. And I talk to my kids about everything. I mean, they're not your normal kids because of what I do for a living. So they know about sex trafficking. They know about street level drugs. They know the paths that that can take you down because I'm talking about it all the time. And I think as sometimes as parents, we either get too busy or we are too embarrassed to sort of talk about those issues. And you got to be their voice of reason because they're getting bombarded by social media and they can get all the information, be it correct or incorrect, online. So I think they need to hear it from you, a source that they trust and that they can discuss it with.
There's been a lot of back and forth over the passage of Aaron's Law in
yes.
the state. Now the law has been changed, or the legislation that has been put forward has been changed, making it optional in schools rather than mandatory. What are your thoughts about these types of laws and this type of legislation? What do you think is appropriate and what should be happening in schools?
I think we are missing the boat with not getting to kids sooner. Every kid has a world at their fingertips with a smartphone, and we don't talk to our kids about that. And I think we need to be talking to our kids in junior high school, especially, about healthy relationships, about domestic violence, about how you present yourself, about sexual assault. I think these kind of issues need to be mandatory for every kid. We're doing them a disservice by not discussing these options and having these frank discussions at an early age and opening a dialogue. I mean, look at our sexual assault rates in this state. Why are we afraid to talk about that in a preventative way much earlier than we are? We need to be talking to girls about traffickers that are, you know, are just interested in their physical appearance and their body. And we're not having those discussions.